The cost of electricity could jump dramatically next month in the Upper Peninsula. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Residents there might have to start paying to keep a coal-burning power plant open that isn't entirely needed anymore. The increase will be a harsh blow to a region that struggles economically. Peter Payette reports.
Brimley is a little town at the end of the road on Lake Superior's south shore. There's a bar, a casino, and a couple of motels. Brimley State Park draws campers here in the summer and into Ron Holden's grocery store.
Basically, the 6 weeks of summer pay for the rest of the year's bills.
On the wall of the IGA are deer heads, a black bear rug, and a flag that says, American by choice, Youper by the grace of God. But being a Youper might cost more starting December 1st. Holden expects his store's electric bill will be $700 a month higher, and he has no idea where he'll get that money.
I really can't lay anybody off. I need everybody here, and everybody here needs this job. Nobody here has this as a second job or because they have nothing to do. I have a husband and wife that work here together. Everybody needs this job. I can't. I don't know.
Holden's monthly payments of $700 will help keep the Presque Isle power plant open. It's about 150 miles away, near Marquette. It does not provide power to his grocery store or to anyone in Brimley. The owners of the coal plant actually want to close it, but it's still needed to keep the transmission grid charged and reliable in the UP. The events that led to this crisis are extremely complicated, but the trigger was when the plant's main customer, an iron ore company, switched to another utility to save money, one from Illinois. Now the question is, who pays to keep the plant open and electricity flowing in the UP? Dan Dasho says UP residents can't afford it alone. Dasho runs Cloverland Electric Cooperative, based in Sault Ste. Marie. He's telling his members to write to their elected officials.
A short, little, one-sentence line. Don't let this happen to the UP. Governor Snyder, don't let this happen to the UP. Sign your name. Send it in.
Cloverland has nothing to do with the Presque Isle plant, but Dasho's been making lots of presentations lately. That's because Cloverland will collect money from its members to keep the plant open. The situation is particularly difficult in the Upper Peninsula because it's remote and there are few people. But Dasho thinks other parts of the U.S. will face similar problems in the future because utilities will want to close old coal plants rather than upgrade them to meet new clean air standards.
And nobody is building anything new. And people are starting, in the industry, are raising their hand and saying, this is going to be a problem. In 2017, it's going to be a problem. You know how many people care about a problem in 2017? Not very many.
That's why Earth Justice is involved. Attorney Tom Smar says the situation in the UP would be less severe if there'd been more coordinated planning. Earth Justice wants renewable energy and efficiency to be significant parts of the solution. Smar says the clean air standards date back to 1990, and the industry could have spent more time preparing to meet them rather than fighting them.
As a result of that, there has been a willful failure on the part of the industry to think about what the world would look like once these outdated, expensive coal plants are finally retired.
In the UP, that question has become urgent. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is reviewing the situation, but without FERC action, UP residents and businesses will have to start ponying up millions of dollars a month while an answer is worked out. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.